This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Joining us now to preview this week's game from USA Today, the Ravens Wire is on the Window Nation guest hotline. Kevin Allstriker. Kevin, good morning. How are you feeling?
Feeling good. Ravens 4 in a row, and, you know, they have another game here against the Jets that is winnable. Now, they made it a little difficult on themselves in this Week 11 game, but a win is a win nonetheless, no matter how ugly it gets.
What do you think of the red zone problemos that the Ravens have had here as of late? I mean, they're breaking out the hurricane to get the eventual game-winning touchdown against the Browns. But why the struggles, Kevin, last few weeks there in the red zone?
Yeah, I mean, it hasn't been great. Going into Week 11, they were 27th in the league in red zone offense, and obviously didn't help themselves any in this game with 1-for-4. It's just, it feels like whenever they get down in that area, you're kind of expecting to kick the ball. And there are a lot of different things that go into that, especially because, you know, they're getting down, you know, the Derrick Henry run, they get down to the 9, and, you know, they're getting down to the 4, et cetera, et cetera. And, I know, I'm almost trusting to pick up 14 yards more than I trust him to pick up 4 yards. And, you know, I get it. When you get down there, the field shrinks and, you know, it becomes a little more difficult. But you have Lamar Jackson, you have Derrick Henry. You know, the Ravens have generally been a good red zone offense, but this year that just has not been the case. And so, you know, execution hasn't been there. It feels like they're getting too cute at times with the play calling. Feels like they're telegraphing some plays as well, like Derrick Henry runs where, you know, teams are selling out for because they know it's coming. So there are a lot of different things, but I mean, they've done enough over these last 4 weeks, even with some of those problems. They haven't been terrible in the red zone in all of those games, but, you know, it's been an overarching issue for the entire season, which they're going to have to figure out.
Kevin, what do you think of Lamar's performance?
Well, it wasn't great. I mean, it definitely wasn't his best day. And there are a couple of reasons for it, probably. I mean, obviously, with that O-line, you can't ask him to, you know, go out there and every single play say, okay, you're going to save us, Lamar, please. And, you know, the offensive line is giving up all these pressures and Myles Garrett's in his face every second, and he's taking sacks and taking hits. But, I mean, he was also throwing behind guys. He was throwing below guys. You know, the interceptions weren't his fault, obviously, bouncing off of Keaton's hands. And then, obviously, the one where Rosengarten was driven back into the pocket. But, you know, just didn't really look like himself out there. And I know a lot of people are kind of wondering, you know, how healthy is he right now with the hamstring? Is that lingering? Or, you know, that knee issue he was nursing on Wednesday and didn't practice because of, you know, some of the stuff that he hasn't done with his legs this season. But I mean, still, he feels good enough to play in the games and not be necessarily a hindrance. But this to me was a game where Lamar certainly did struggle. And, you know, it's all right that he did, because, you know, he's saved this team so many times. I'm really glad the defense was able to pick up the slack for both the offense and the special teams. But, you know, it wasn't Lamar's best day, and hopefully he'll be able to bounce back next week against the Jets, because, you know, this is a it's an offense that still has to figure things out, whether it be offensive line-wise, red zone-wise, like we just talked about, short yardage situations. But, you know, Lamar's allowed to have a bad game every now and then, especially if it's during a win. So, you know, it was tough overall, but they still were able to pick up the W.
Yeah, I agree with you. His passing was off. And you know what else was off? His run reads were off. And just like the first play of the game. You know, I have no problem with him keeping it. But, you know, when he tries to outrun Schlesinger, you know, in reality is likely was out there. And he needed to cut it up inside is what he needed to do. And he missed a couple other run reads, too. And one of them down on the goal line, you know, where he should have kept it, or I can't remember if he should have kept it or didn't keep it, but I just thought that he was just off in that game.
It almost reminded me a little bit of the AFC Championship game a couple of years ago where, you know, he had that run down the sideline, that's Lamar Jackson. It was L'Jarius Sneed who he should have outrun, but he was hurt, and he admitted that after the game. I forget when he admitted it after everything ended up happening, but he was banged up. And, you know, you're like, oh, okay, Lamar Jackson down the sideline, he's going to outrun anybody. And he didn't. He tried to cut it up inside, and, you know, that was like, okay, something's not right here. And kind of feels like that's what we saw in this game a little bit as well. And, you know, I remember last year when the Ravens lost to the Eagles, and, you know, Lamar was talking about how his mom was saying he has to take the rushing lanes, and when they're there, just go. And, you know, here are these reads, go, they're wide open. And I think that's some of the stuff that I would like to see from him moving forward. But again, it's like, what's the confidence level right now with him? How healthy is he feeling? Because, you know, usually when those are open, you see the dynamic ability, you see the cutting ability, like you were talking about, where he can just do a one cut move inside and, you know, he's juking three guys out of their shoes with one move and hasn't felt like that's been there. So, you know, I don't know if we're ever going to know the full extent of how Lamar's feeling or not. He said he's feeling good, and, you know, all right, cool, he's feeling good. But how good is he feeling on a percentage scale? I don't know if he's ever going to get that specific with it. And that's okay because, you know, it's, you know, a situation where no one's playing at 100% at this time in the year. But I'm curious genuinely about what that threshold is for him. Is it like 95%? Is it 90%? Is it lower than that? So, you know, Lamar is someone that is so dynamic with his arm and with his legs. Both areas of him, both avenues are extremely effective. So when one isn't working, he has that other one. But, you know, what makes him Lamar is because both of those work so effectively. So when one is kind of off or he's not feeling great or whatever the situation is, I don't know what Lamar's whole situation is right now, but whatever it is, it does impact a couple of different things.
Kevin Allstriker, USA Today, the Ravens Wire. Kevin, what's happening on the Ravens Wire on this Turn It Up Tuesday ahead of the Jets?
Yeah, just diving into what the Ravens have in store coming up in Week 12. Obviously, you got a couple reunions with Tyrod Taylor now being the starter instead of Justin Fields, and old friend Brandon Stevens coming back to Baltimore, which I know everybody's excited about. So diving into offense, defense, special teams, like we saw last week, is going to probably play a factor as well. So diving into what the Ravens have in store.
Kevin, appreciate the time as always. Enjoy the rest of your Turn It Up Tuesday. We'll talk to you next week.
Awesome, guys. Appreciate you as always. Thanks so much.
There's Kevin Allstriker. We'll come back, whip around. We'll talk about that Monday Night Football extravaganza if you're a Cowboys fan. Not so much if you're a Raiders fan. Then notes from the North. Ray Fittipaldo, Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Joe Dadman, Fox 19 and Cincy. And then Scott Petrak from Brown Zone. Travel around their division. Say hi to Nolan McGraw. You want to get in, you can. At 410-583-1057. Ravens are 5-5. Should be 7-5. If they're not 7-5, do they make the playoffs?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun. Are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Vinny and Haney's Whip Around.
Every sport.
Every game.
Everything.
Brought to you by Box Hill Pizzeria and Crab Cakes. Best crab cakes in Maryland.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan Arrow that started up Tuesday last night, Monday Night Football. Dallas Cowboys taking on the Las Vegas Raiders. And if you're a Raiders fan, cover your ears.
Only the second Dallas penalty of the game. Backs him up 5. Prescott able to step into it. It's got Pickens. Good move. Nice cut back and a touchdown.
Dak Prescott. That was ESPN. Joe Buck on the call. Dak Prescott, 4 TDs. George Pickens had a monster game. 9 for a buck 44. Javonte Williams, 22 carries for 93 yards. Making life miserable. Dallas' defense was all night for Geno Smith. And that Las Vegas offense, 33-16. Dallas blows out the Raiders as they get a much-needed win. They're still chasing in the NFC, and their schedule on paper is difficult. So they're very much on the outside looking in for the Raiders, though. Where's the hope for the future? Genty, 6 carries, 7 yards. Bowers is a stud. But where?
Period.
Yeah, but where? Max Crosby, but... Where's the hope for Las Vegas in that division?
Yeah,
now too. Come on, man.
Yeah, with Denver. They got to get a quarter. Bob, they got to hope that they're picking first and get a quarterback because they need a quarterback desperately. You know, and then they got a ways to go. They got because they're a bad football team.
Wasn't it 24? They were hope because they were what 16 or 17. I don't have the draft order in front of me. I apologize. But they wanted Bo Nix, and then Denver took him, and then they took Bowers. All the quarterbacks were off the board by the time they were ready to make their selection. But Mendoza, Fernando appears to be the top guy, and we'll see. Probable Heisman Trophy winner. But the Raiders, a proud franchise, and it's good for the NFL when the Raiders are a relevant franchise.
No doubt.
But they haven't been in a long, long time.
Yeah, they were. With Gruden, didn't they have one decent year, I think? Or was that when Gruden got fired and the special teams, the special teams coach?
Yeah, a lot of syllables in the last name. They lost to Cincinnati in the playoffs in the wild card round.
And they didn't give Richie the job.
And then Gruden had the team that lost to the Ravens in the 2000 AFC Championship game, and then Callahan took them to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
But, you know, this is one of the marquee franchises of your league. I mean, and their fans travel.
Oh, big time.
Big time. I mean, they could play in Timbuktu, and they'd have, you know, all these Raider, you know, what's doing their things, but they're kind of an afterthought. But unlike the Jets, yeah, they've had, you know, Daryl LaMonica, George Blanda, Ken Stabler, Jim Plunkett. You know, they've had a good quarterback lineage.
Rich Gannon
won an MVP for the Raiders. The Jets, their quarterback situation is just bad. Man, Ravens will get to feast on that nonsense. Coming up on Sunday afternoon, NHL last night, Caps beat the Kings 2-1. Ovi got it like a real goal,
yeah,
not an empty netter this time.
Yeah, he was out in front of the net, got a beautiful pass. I think it was Strome from behind the net, and he made a nice shot, top right-hand corner. And that was the game winner. And the Caps were up 2-0. Caps were playing very well in that first period. And then the Kings scored a goal, and there was no more goals after that, 2-1. It was a good win for the Caps because they had lost two in a row, and the Kings were in first place in the Pacific.
And playing good on the road. Hurricanes beat the Bruins last night 3-1.
Yeah, they dominated that game, Bob. I was watching both those games, and Carolina, Boston was bad, and that Carolina dominated the whole game.
5880-1057, the fans to whip around last night in the NBA of local interest in regards to the players. Bulls at Denver, and a shootout. 131-27, Chicago gets the win. Kevin Huerter, former Terp, he had 20 points. Jalen Smith, former Terp, Baltimore native, Mount St. Joe, 16 points, 8 boards. His production per minutes played is among the best in the NBA. Now, how you doing, Billy Donovan? But anyway, Josh Giddey, he's brilliant. 21 points, 14 boards, 6 assists. Joker had a triple-double for the Nuggets. Not enough. Miami beat the Knicks, 115-113. Norman Powell had 19. Jameer Young, former Terp, DNP coaches decision.
Hey, Bob, let me ask you about what, because the Lakers are playing great. They're 10-4. What are they going to be like when LeBron, is it going to be, because they got a good thing going right now.
This is of local interest, and the Lakers are not of local interest. Toronto, 110-108 over Charlotte. Derek, let's see here. Emmanuel Quickley, 15 points, 10 boards, 4 assists, 2 steals. Baltimore zone doing his thing. Oklahoma City beat New Orleans, 126-109. Derek Queen been starting for the Pelicans. Looks like Zion Williamson could be coming back here soon. He had 9 points, 8 boards, 3 assists. Aaron Wiggins, former Terp, not playing for OKC. Adductor injury. He's missed a bunch of games consecutive here. Chet Holmgren had 26 points and 9 rebounds. The Thunder, defending champions, rolling hot at 14-1. And this day in sports history, it is November the 18th, 2012. A veteran Super Bowl champ, Ravens beat Pittsburgh in Pittsburgh. Sunday Night Football, Justin Tucker, rookie, kicked 2 field goals. Jacoby Jones, rest in peace. He had a 63-yard punt return. Ravens improved to 8-2 on the year. Remember, they got off to a great start, flatline in December. Mm-hmm. Won the Super Bowl, but they were rolling 8-2. And that 2018, again against Pittsburgh, this time in M&T Bank. Ravens 24-21. Justin Tucker kicked 3 field goals. Collins and Gus bust TDs. Rest in peace for Alex Collins. Lamar Jackson, rookie quarterback, rushed for 119 yards as the Ravens get over 500, 24-21. Over the Pittsburgh Steelers. That was this day in Ravens history. We'll come back. Let's talk a little AFC North. Notes from the North. We got Ray Fittipaldo, Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, and then Joe Tanneman, Fox 19. Take a trip through the funhouse. Nolan McGraw. Ravens are 5-5. And he's got him in his dirty dozen. You agree with that? Why weren't they in the feeble five? We can get into that, too. And the Ravens, if they're not 7-5 through the Jets and the Bengals at home, will they make the play? If they're 6-6 when Pittsburgh comes to town, are they still in a strong position to get?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
To the postseason.
Bengals, Browns, Steelers, and Ravens. Vinny and Haney's Notes from the North.
All right, traveling around the division, the AFC North. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw. All of our guests are brought to you by the Window Nation Guest Hotline. Pittsburgh Steelers handling their business over the Cincinnati Bengals this past Sunday in Pittsburgh. Here to talk about that from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Let's welcome back to the program Ray Fittipaldo. Ray, good morning. How you feeling?
Good morning, guys. I'm doing well.
Now, from an injury standpoint, because this is going to, you know, have a bearing, I guess, moving forward for Pittsburgh, Aaron Rodgers, the wrist, and Warren. What's going on with that lower extremity issue that knocked him out of the game against Cincinnati this past Sunday?
Well, Jalen Warren said in the locker room after the game he was fine. He could have gone back in. I don't expect that to, you know, hamper his ability to play this week. He might be limited in practice, but I would expect Jalen Warren to be out there on Sunday against the Bears. You know, the Aaron Rodgers situation is much different. Mike Tomlin's going to do his press conference here in about 20 minutes, and we should get an update on him. The thing I do know is it's not going to be long-term, but that doesn't mean he's going to play this week against the Bears. So it might be Mason Rudolph time again. And if you watch that game on Sunday against the Bengals, Mason did okay for himself, and he actually maybe even played better than Aaron did for the half that he was in there.
The thing that it looked like Mason does, Mason will get the ball down the field, which is kind of strange because that's what Aaron Rodgers was known for when he was younger.
Yeah, absolutely. And Mason's going to stand in the pocket. You know, he's not afraid to take any hits. And that is a big part of his game, pushing the ball down the field. You know, against the Bengals, they lived and died with passes to the flat. Kenneth Gainwell had a great game. He was very elusive in the open field. They got the ball to Darnell Washington in space, and Darnell Washington was out there just bulldozing people. So, you know, he was really good. So, yeah, I think eventually if Mason is in there for any extended period of time, you will see more deep balls down the field. And that likely would mean more targets and more opportunities for a guy like DK Metcalf.
Where do you feel the defense is at?
It's much better since they moved Jalen Ramsey to free safety. You know, they made that move 3 weeks ago. You know, they were giving up a ton of yards before that. They were playing more man coverage before that. Kind of settled into a, you know, a team that's going to play a lot of two deep safety. They're going to mix man and zone, probably more zone now. So they are much better than they were in terms of you know, the total defense stats, and they're still turning people over. That's always been a part of their game. Two defensive touchdowns against the Bengals, that was a big reason why they got out of there with that win.
What do you think about the upcoming game at Chicago?
You know, Chicago's a team that's, you know, under Ben Johnson, they seem to know how to win close games. I don't think that was the case in previous years with other coaches. So, you know, full credit to him for doing that. I don't know that they've really beaten anyone. I don't know, their best win is probably against the Vikings, maybe the Cowboys, if you consider that a better win. So they are 7-3. I give them credit. But if they're still leading the AFC North after this tough stretch, you know, they got the Steelers and they got a few other really good teams in the next month or so. If they're still in the lead at that point, I'll believe they're for real.
And I was going to ask you that, Ray Fittipaldo, real quick, from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Covers the Steelers. You have the Bears. Vinny just mentioned. Then you host Buffalo. Then you come here to Baltimore with first place probably on the line. Hey, look, yeah. The Dolphins have shown a pulse here as of late. Then at Detroit. Yeah. So how surprised would you be, Ray, if they are in first place as we start approaching old Christmas time here?
Yeah, I mean, the Steelers, I would be surprised just because the Ravens schedule lightens up here. They got the Bengals and the Jets, right? And then the Steelers. So, you know, they had all their tough games early. The Steelers have all their tough games late. I still think it's going to come down to that game, December 7th, and then the one at the end of the regular season. And I think 10-7 probably wins the division, but I definitely think first team that gets to 11, whether that's the Ravens or the Steelers, that's probably going to be enough to get it done.
Ray Fittipaldo, Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Ray, if we don't talk to you, happy Thanksgiving to you and the family. We'll catch up with you soon.
Thanks, Ray.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
There's See you. Ray. It's Ray. Let's go to Cincinnati, who just lost to the Steelers from Fox 19. Welcome back to the show. Joe Dadiman. Joe, good morning. Thanks for joining us as always. And for the Bengals, I mean, trying to hold on to possible playoff hopes here, but as the losses start to mount, is a reality maybe starting to set in? I know Burrow wants to come back maybe by the Ravens game on Thanksgiving, but is the harsh reality of a lack of a playoff for the third year could be facing what's going on with the Bengals here?
It feels like the season died Sunday in Pittsburgh with the Bengals dropping to 3-7. It was their first loss in division, but they still have to play the Ravens twice. And the way it's looking right now, not only are they losing games, they're losing some of their best players because Joe Burrow's not playing this week. Trey Hendrickson is doubtful to play this week. And now Ja'Marr Chase is suspended by the NFL for spitting on Jalen Ramsey. He's appealing that suspension, but it feels like it's pretty cut and dried at this point that the Bengals might be down three of their four best players against the team with the best record in football on Sunday. So it feels like the season is lost. Now the question for the Bengals is, are big changes needed?
Yeah, what is the strength of the Bengals team right now? Is there any strength?
Well, the offense had still been playing at an elite level up until Sunday in Pittsburgh. Even with Joe Flacco filling in for Joe Burrow, they were still scoring 30-plus on the regular, including two games where they scored 35-plus against the Jets and the Bears and found a way to lose both of those games. So the one strength they have still has been what this team has been built around. That is an elite passing offense with the two wide receivers and the quarterback. And it feels like at this point, Joe Burrow, yes, does want to play football this season, even if the Bengals aren't in a playoff race. That's a decision that's going to be debated a lot here in Cincinnati. Should Joe Burrow play games if the Bengals can't make the playoffs? But the way it sounds like right now, he wants to get on the field no matter what, and that could be as soon as Thanksgiving night in Baltimore.
When do you see Hendrickson coming back? And on the defense, is it a personnel thing? Is it Duke Tobin with not good draft picks, you know, on defense? What is the thought there?
Yeah, you nailed it. It's missed draft picks. The Bengals spent five of their six draft picks on defensive players this year, and Shamar Stewart has only played a handful of games because of injury. And then they've decided to go with these two rookie linebackers, and they have not played well. They haven't tackled well. They've been overwhelmed by by NFL teams and NFL offenses and schemes so far. The Bengals hope by putting them out there they can take some growing pains this year and be the foundation for change next year. Look, they made big changes on defense this year. They went out and got a new defensive coordinator. They invested so much in their draft capital to get better on defense, but the return of investment on those changes has been minimal. And there's questions now if Trey Hendrickson will play another down in Cincinnati. He's missed a couple of games already. He's doubtful this week. There's no timetable for him to come back. And what would be the reason for him to come back for a team that really doesn't have a chance of doing anything this year? So that turned out to be a bust of a contract, this one extra year of him playing here in Cincinnati. I can't blame them for doing it. He was their best defensive player last year. He's one of the best pass rushers in football. They're not good with him. They're awful without him. But they have to get better at drafting and talent evaluation because they decided to pay their quarterback and two wide receivers. Now the only way to build a defense is through the draft. And this swing this year was a big swing and a miss.
Joe Downman, Fox 19. Joe, last thing for you. We talked about the misses with the defensive picks and free agent signings here. Invest a lot of dough in the offense, but Zach Taylor, his future in Cincinnati is what right now?
It's hard. It's different in Cincinnati because anywhere else change would be inevitable. But here, it's different. They're the most patient front office and ownership group there is in professional football. There can be an argument to be made that Zach Taylor's had to coach this season with one hand tied behind his back because of the defense and the personnel he has there and because of Joe Burrow's injury. He has a good history of getting this team to places they haven't gone in a long time by going to back-to-back AFC championships and the Super Bowl. The question is that enough equity here in Cincinnati to save his job? There has to be some change. Whether it's Zach Taylor, whether it's Duke Tobin who makes these calls for personnel, there has to be some change because they can't run this back after a third straight year of not making the playoffs.
Joe Downman, Fox 19, Cincinnati. Joe, appreciate the time as always. Happy Thanksgiving to you and the family, and we'll catch up with you soon.
Talk soon.
All right, thanks, Joe.
There's Joe Downman. Everybody will come back. Say hi, Nolan McGraw. Nolan McGraw, stick around for that. News from the Nets coming up top of the hour. More from John Harbaugh. Met with the media yesterday. We'll turn up the money, hopefully, buy or sell at 12:15. Dave LaMonica, TerrapinTimes.com. Talk Maryland hoops. And Mike Loxley, sticking around. Terps big underdogs at home against Michigan. Get Dave's thoughts on that and how it might change recruiting in one way, shape, or form. Talk Maryland football and basketball with him. Before we talk to Nolan McGraw, let's get out to the phones. Ravens off today. 13-point favorites against the Jets. Ravens won four in a row. Let's go to Bill in Bayview. Bill, what's up?
Hi, Bob. How are you?
Homer
Sparado.
Right.
I love it. I love when he picks those. And I pick mine before, right before, you know, you guys come on, I pick mine and I compare them. You know, just a game. But my real thought was, back when the Ravens were 1-5, well, I looked at it and everybody, you know, everybody was jumping off the ledge and all that stuff. And I thought that, and I think you did also, a bunch of us thought, well, they dug the hole. They got to win 9 out of 11. Mm-hmm. Okay. They've won four in a row. Are they still going to have those two losses or those two losses still looming? And who do you think they're going to be against? And I don't mean to be negative, but winning 11 in a row is quite a feat.
Yeah.
So what do you think?
I think it's I think it's possible, but when's the last time they swept the whole division? That's what they're going to have to do.
Well,
6-0 in the division.
What worries me in regards to running the table, O-line play, as we've discussed, and is there still enough in the pass rush to make a Drake May uncomfortable, per se. Or even a fighting Flacco. You give Joe Flacco time to throw, he can dice you up. Because Chase will be back for that game on Thanksgiving, and Higgins is a stud. I don't think Lamar's going to play as poorly as he did Sunday against the Browns for the rest of the season. So, and if you can win that game where he didn't have to carry you to victory, I think it bodes well Don't want to get carried away because I didn't think they were even going to be 5-5, as we discussed. Me and Nolan, you were like, yeah, we'll get it. Homer Serrato.
But, yes, I am.
But here they are now. If they're not 7-5,
oh yeah,
I'm going to be very disappointed. And they're all, they got three home games. They won four straight, right? Three on the road. Let's not forget that.
Yeah.
And the one they won at home was with Tyler Huntley against the Bears team that right now is in first place in their division. So they've accomplished things. There's always that game that just comes out of nowhere. It's like, where the hell did this come from? Yeah. And I thought Sunday was going to be that game, by the way.
Yeah. I thought that was going to be their toughest game. Bob, the only thing that concerns me a little bit, because I thought if they go on this long run, Lamar's going to be, and I said it, Lamar's going to be up for the MVP. But after four, you're not saying that he's playing like an MVP. You know, so I mean, that's the only thing that I guess you could, however you want to look at it, I guess like me being a homer, I'm like, well, Lamar hadn't even played good, and we've won four in a row.
He won Player of the Week against Miami.
Yeah.
But the last two against Minnesota, against the Browns, not so much.
And what do those two have in common, those two teams? They were blitzing fools.
Oh, okay.
You know, so which causes what?
The O-line. They sucked.
No, which causes, you know, two of the better defenses that blitz a lot and rush the quarterback and cause a lot of problems.
Bring Nolan McGraw in here. Quick draw. How are you feeling today on this Turn It Up Tuesday?
Feeling pretty good. I guess my whole thing with the Ravens here, especially after we've reframed our expectations after these last 4 weeks, is that if you're just winning the games you're supposed to, and you get to that final couple weeks of the year, and you're looking around the rest of the AFC, and you can confidently say, you know what? We're probably one of the healthiest teams right now. If you can check those boxes, I'll feel pretty good. The way you're looking with five wins right now, Jets, two games against the Bengals, those are must wins as far as I'm concerned, and then get at least one against the Steelers. That gets you to 9. I don't know what to expect from the Patriots. Really don't know what to expect from that Packers matchup. They're a hard team to pin down right now. I like the fact that the Pats are coming here. Mm-hmm. I think that maybe bodes well. You know, Drake May's playing out of his mind right now. He's playing great. But there is an argument to be made, just like we talk about the Ravens. Well, who have they beat? Look at the Patriots.
Right.
You give them credit for winning. You only play who's on the schedule. But at the same time, they could get to the end of the season asking themselves the same question. Man, we're in contention for the number one seed in the AFC, but who have we really knocked off?
Yeah, I when you kind of go through the Ravens' schedule, Nolan, I think either New England or Green Bay, you know, they're going to come out and play great in one of those two games. You know, because it just, like, when they went to San Francisco a couple years ago on Christmas, I thought they were going to get the crap kicked out of them, and they blow them out.
And it looked like early on they may have.
Yeah.
That was the MVP game. Winner of that game was going to get MVP.
Yeah, so I just kind of like how it's setting up for the Ravens. And what I hope is that the last Pittsburgh game is a Tyler Huntley game. Means nothing for the Ravens. That's kind of what I hope. You know, because like Ray Fittipaldi said, the Ravens got their easiest part of the schedule and the Steelers got their hard part of the schedule coming up. So we'll see.
Is it fair to say, based on Lamar's availability, that the Ravens will be favored in every game for the rest of the season? And that includes New England and maybe at Lambeau.
Yeah.
New England's got the Ravens here and then Buffalo. And then they've got the Giants, the Jets. They've got these slappy games in between.
What is Green?
I don't think that's ridiculous at all. And the only one that Green is an Bay actual possibly. Debate is Green Bay because it's on the road.
Oh.
I mean, Patriots, as good as they are, the fact that it's at home and the Lamar factor,
ooh.
Bob mentions the health.
Bob, how about
England's 5-0 on the road, by the way.
Damn. Oh, look at Green Bay's schedule. All right. They got the Lions, or they got the Vikings this week. Then they're at Detroit.
Who's for not in your dirty dozen?
Yeah, for Thanksgiving. Then they host the Bears, Bob. Then they're at the Broncos, which I love. And then they're at the Bears, and then the Ravens at home.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, that is not going to be an easy schedule for.
Hey, and this is a team, the Packers, who lost at home to Carolina, I believe it was.
Yes, it was.
Had to, you know, come from behind to beat the Giants this past Sunday. And who knows what Aaron Jones' status is going to be, knee structurally sound. But, yeah, Nolan, I think the Ravens are going to be favored in every game if Lamar Jackson's the starting quarterback.
Right, because the whole Patriots thing, I mean, let's say we get to that week and there's still like a three-win gap between the Patriots and the Ravens. And everyone would be saying, again, Patriots on pace to potentially get the number one seed. How could they be road underdogs? They have a great road record. The way Vegas treats it, quarterbacks, who's healthy, that sort of thing. And you want to say that home field isn't worth the 3 points that it automatically used to be? I just think Vegas treats each game as its own thing. I don't see any way, if Lamar's healthy, that the Ravens aren't favored over the Pats.
Yeah. My biggest concern, Bob, is, you know, we see the defense making strides. They're getting more hits on the quarterbacks. They're getting more turn. So we see progression. And we keep going back to the same thing. We don't see the progression in the O-line. That's, you know, so, I mean, let's just step ahead to January or whatever. Let's just say that the Ravens, I mean, Bob, with that O-line in the playoffs, what do you do if you're playing a Denver or somebody like that? I mean, that's a concern.
What you do is crank up a Turn It Up Tuesday song. Run to the Hills. Iron Maiden, who we just gave tickets to last week. We'll come back. John Harbaugh talked about the O-line yesterday. Not as critical as maybe you thought he would be. Wait, normally he isn't going to throw his players under the bus.
Never.
Also talks about the red zone problemos for them offensively. So Harbsy coming your way next. Buy or sell, where's the Turn It Up Tuesday dough? Talk Maryland sports. Football and basketball, mainly with Dave LaMonaco from TerrapinTimes.com. Mike Loxley sticking around. We'll talk to Jim Smith in a couple of days. How's that being received by Maryland fans?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.